Last evening, Krishna has been describing this appropriate, right? Appropriate food, appropriate walking, appropriate effort, appropriate activity, and appropriate bodhasya, like a generally kind of like we find ourselves lost somewhere into something, into some kind of mechanism. And what he means from awareness, you know, so that it's not like that you are not lost, you know, like you catch yourself once in a while, kind of like, at least that much, that, like, you know, after 3 minutes, you know, you catch yourself, you know, I was in London, kind of, you know, like, after, you know. So, appropriate awareness means like, trying to catch oneself, you know, from the story, from the mechanical, you know, thinking, and then like practicing like that, he's saying that somehow these practices are yoga. Becomes the reason of like somehow less unhappiness come, you know, like if that was not, if practices were not, maybe more unhappy, like what will happen, that, you know, you are thinking about London and, you know, you lost your train, kind of, you know. So it's like these things happen, you know. So Krishna is saying, like, you know, if we are living like that, we are practicing, you know, somehow we make notice of ourselves, that will certainly bring list of unhappinesses down, you know, dukkha, right? The unhappinesses will be less because you are aware before, you know. Many times, like, we keep on walking and hit the wall. And nothing happens to wall, but to our head or whatever, so, you know, it's painful. So, Krishna saying, like, even if one is not to the end, you know, to this, like what he's talking, even in that situation, all these practices, they are very, very helpful to you because they really bring list of unhappiness, you know, very, very down, you know, like from 12 to 2, you know, or something like that. Yada viniyatam chittam आत्मन एव अतिष्ठते निष्प्रहा सर्व कामेभ्यो युक्त इति उच्यते तदा. And now he's talking about what is appropriate, you know, what will be called appropriate. So saying, यदा विनियतम चित्तम अन्य एवा अतिष्ठते. Like, generally, chitta, you know, the our mind functioning without our permission. There is nobody to watch, and things are happening mechanically, you know, thinking is happening, like reactions are happening without anybody noticing them. And what Krishna is saying, like when somebody has aided, like this watcher, somebody can recognize that this is going on, and because of this recognition, because of this seeing, activities will change, you know, like because of ability to see, you know, you will not hit wall, you know, like many things. So saying like once, like one is knowing that what is going on, that means appropriate. Like appropriate means like when you know what is going on, then certainly activities are less. Like, it's not as much as with the mechanism. And that is what Krishna is saying, that it's appropriate. Appropriate means being kind of like acting but in a waking state. Kind of generally like we are in waking state but not waking, you know, everything is going on in the sleep without sleeping. And when that is not happening, that state Krishna is saying is appropriate, because then you will do like according to you, not according to your mechanism. And then nispriha sarva kamebhyo, and like a you know, if like if somebody say is a chain smoker, so like how one licks say second cigarette from the cigarette, you can say is like a is without thinking. And power which is used is power of habit, not power of kind of allowance. And say sometime if cigarettes are not seen, they are not there, then time will pass without any difficulty. But as soon as cigarette is there, then it will be difficult. Like as long as say there is no situation for cigarette, you know, to be like at home they are not, and outside there is no shop, so that time will be spent, you know, like it's not that. But as soon as cigarette is seen, you know, freaking out will happen. So that also comes from the habit of, you know, having something.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a difference. I mean, there seems to be levels of mechanicality.
Yeah.
And like from the second place, it seems like everything is mechanical. It can only be mechanical. From third place, initially, people looked, oh great, no more mechanical, but now I still see mechanicality.
Yeah.
What's the difference in the mechanicality?
Like a, you know, they say second place, you know, it's like more power, and then, you know, third place is like less power, you know, it's like mechanism has more power in second place, like mechanism will take over. In third place, you know, sometimes it will take over and sometimes not. So like, you know, slowly power reducing, power of mechanism
it seems to me that the things that are the strongest that I see in the third place are like more subtle conditioning. But at the same time, the second place is the result of the subtle conditioning. Like in the second place, it's like you see the tips of many icebergs. And in the third place, you don't see the whole iceberg, but you see more of the iceberg. Yeah.
So saying, Nispraha Sarva Kamebhyo Yukta Iti Chete. So, because of not having only mechanical power, there will also be allowing and not allowing. Like if I can catch me, like doing something where I later I say, I should have not done that. So I will not allow that. Like if I can catch me. Like generally, what happens, like I have done, and after I realize that, you know, I should have not done that. But if I can catch me before activity, then either I allow or I don't allow. So, like what Krishna is saying, like instead of only mechanical power, there will be like this allowing or not allowing power, you know. Power is allowed or not allowed. And that he is saying appropriate. Like more from the activity knowingly. Like you know what you know, and then so saying appropriate means when somebody starts acting knowingly. Not maybe not the full knowledge, but at least some knowledge.
It seems to me that, or so far,
mm-hmm.
like in the second place, you can suppress a lot.
Yeah.
In the third place, it seems harder to suppress.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Because his third place is like more what Krishna is talking. It's like more, like, you know, it's not suppression. Either you allow
right,
or you don't, you know, it's like more.
It's like something comes up,
yeah.
And if I catch it, then I don't connect with it and it drops. But I can't suppress it. If I miss it,
yeah.
I can't suppress
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you know, either you miss, or you, you know, are you kind of, you know,
okay.
catch it. Yatha dipo nivatastho नेंगते सोपमास्मृता योगिनो यच्चित्तस्य युञ्जतो योगमात्मना. So, and now Krishna is saying like this, catching oneself, catching slowly, slowly, like kind of like gets more regular, you know, like in the beginning maybe it's off and on, and then slowly, slowly it gets more regular, you know, like most of the time there, and then he's saying like, happens like if a lamp is where air is not affecting, you know, so then flame doesn't like move. Similarly, after a while, you know, and that means like whatever time it takes, then that becomes like the like a flame, you know, like, which is not affected by the moods by the habits, like slowly, slowly, like this ability to see takes over and is not affected by the habits, by the moods, and so now he's saying like yogina yat cittas yunjato yogam atmana. The seeing ability of yogi, it like together with this flame, like which is not affected by habit and negativity, moods, also because there are like good side moods also, like, you know, like when many times we come with in contact with people who have like good side mood, and good side mood means like they really keep on acting, you know, and then not care about their body, not care about people who are with them. So also not that. Krishna will say that is also a kind of habit. You know, it's good habit, but habit. So neither like negative side nor, and that is what Krishna is saying, appropriate. Like where one feels like from that moment, like that, you know, now might be maybe not good idea to go out because it's cold, you know. Like all these things are somehow activities are results of situation. So saying yogino yat cittas, in the plate of or the yogi will aid this flame which will be on like most of the time. Yatro parmate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivat manatmanam pasyantatman tushyat. And I was saying yoga sevaya, serving the practices. Somebody whose functioning is somebody who functions through what is, so like once you start functioning, not from the habit, from the aliveness, you're saying like the quality of aliveness is that like as if you are walking, say, by the sea and bridge is there, so there will be no thinking of an AC, you know, because it, without having that, like you are experiencing the freshness of air and cool, you know, coolness. So similarly, like once somebody acts from what is, then naturally, like need for being satisfied with the results of activity is not. Generally, activity is wholesome. You know, it itself will have like happiness of satisfaction. So saying, pasyan atman tushyat, because of being in contact with oneself, the satisfaction will be there. No? It's not, lack will not be felt. You know, prior to this state, like we keep on feeling lack and then trying to fulfill it, and from fulfillment, some kind of like time being satisfaction, and then trying something. No? That is the lie. But when one is in contact with oneself, then that contact itself is very satisfactory. So activities are not to fill the lack, but activities are because aliveness is there. Like, aliveness means some kind of activity. So activities will be because of being alive, not because I'm feeling like.
Ajay, this lack and from what I remember, abundance. This lack and this abundance. Like I've been noticing that quite often for me, it's a mixture of both, and it's quite confusing often to know whether it's coming from lack or abundance, because there's a mixture.
Yeah, you know, because like what happens, like when you feel lack, and then also sometimes this, what Krishna is describing, like this, connect to yourself. So then when you connect to yourself, you know, abundance is felt. And when you connect to lack, so then, you know, this lack.
But how can something like a decision to do something or an activity feel like it's got both qualities to it? Like, for example, if I want to make an email to someone, and I love that person, but also I can see that there's some kind of lacking in me wanting to contact them, you know, in another way, there's some kind of lack. So, like, I'm wondering what that is. What is that that's, like, got a mixture in it? That
yeah, you know, I think, you know, like, for longer time, you know, that will be mixture, you know, something from the light and something from the, you know, abundance,
so,
both.
So what about the decisions then? Do you
you know, just like, you know, I think, you know, the, what is being described, you know, that comes at the very end. So as long as that has not come, you know, it's like just use the feeling and sometimes whatever feelings say.
Okay, so it's just a case of trial and error and sometimes...
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I?
Mm-hmm.
I understand the idea of abundance coming from within. But people talk these days, and I'm a little out of touch, but they talk about abundance, and it seems to be the way they're going to fulfill all their desires. And I don't understand if this is a valid thing, or if they're lying to themselves, or how does this work? You know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you think abundance, then you get a new house, or get a new car, or get a good job. Like this.
Yeah, but probably, you know, I think it's like from the lack, you know, it's not from the abundance. You know.
Yeah, it is. It seems to me it's from lack.
Because it's like fulfilling the
desires.
Yeah.
So when people ask me very often, like people who are feeling very dissatisfied with their lives, they hear this idea about abundance, and they wonder what they're doing wrong because they're thinking all the time of what they want and they don't get it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to me that the less you want, the more abundance you're going to have.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also those people, you know,
mm-hmm.
some point, like they will start feeling that this is not abundance, you know, what I'm feeling, you know, it's just like happiness or fulfillment. Like there is a, that abundance, you know, it's like, what happens like, you know, say, I had a desire, you know, desire of having this this set, and because this was not with me, so there was like this longing all the time, kind of like little fevery longing,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as I received this, this fevery longing disappeared, and for a little second, I came in contact with me. But same moment, like, kind of, you know, instead of looking this, what I have, I will look, you know, this side, maybe, this polythene bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the same feveriness will come again.
Right.
So probably abundance, you know, it's like
yeah.
for very little shorter time
right.
because of fulfillment
right.
and then there is like a gap between the next desire, you know, because
yes.
I have to turn my head to look that
right.
kind of thing.
There's a lot of New Age propaganda
yeah.
about
yeah.
this,
mm-hmm.
but because I don't understand it myself, I don't
yeah.
know how to respond to people.
Yeah. You know, it's probably, you know, that,
yeah.
because there is like a like little wild feeling of abundance
yeah.
because of, you know, coming to contact. Yeah. Sukham atyantikam yat yat buddhi graham atindriyam veti yatra na chaivar chaivayam isthit chalat tattvata. So now saying this. Like the happiness of being content is not perceived by senses. Like he's saying, like atindri, you know, is beyond senses. Like this feeling of being content is not a sense achieved happiness. And and there is no, like in the contentment, you know, the happiness of contentment is like a, like essence, you know, like it's very, very kind of real feeling. And the happiness of senses, you know, is not real. It's like real for a second, and then it's not real anymore. So saying, both have like very different, they both come from very different places. Yam ladhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tata yasmin sthito na dukhen guruna vichalyate. And this feeling of contentment, he's saying, like having felt that, there will be no like feeling of lack to fulfill. Like, you know, this feeling of happiness, which is based on the experience of sense. What happens, like, you know, next moment, you feel lack and try to fulfill it via something else. And here he is saying that feeling of contentment means feeling of lack has not come. And like manate na adhikam tata, like there cannot be anything better than that. Like, you know, this contentment will stay with you. And like a very, very heavy situations of life will not, like that state in will remain same even if very, very heavy situations in life appear, kind of like inside somewhere, like, you know, there will be like kind of like contentment. And like guruna is like very, very heavy situations. Life can bring very, very difficult situations, but still inner state will not be changed. Tam vidyat dukh sanyog viyogam yog sangitam. And that, like this state of Krishna is saying, like contentment, which is yog sangitam, is responded by the practitioners at this contentment can only be responded by practitioners and from that, like the feeling of happiness and unhappiness, you know, from the feeling of content, feeling of happiness and unhappiness, they will be very different. Like once somebody responds via the practices, this contentment, like somebody really fills in contentment, yog sangitam, like, you know, saying like, from the knowledge of practice experiences, not from like mental ideas, you know, because that is like very, so that's why he's saying like yog sangitam, like known via the experiences of practices. Contentment known via the experiences of practices. Now saying like once you know that, of course then you have, you know, then you can compare that, like this feeling of happiness and unhappiness is very different than this content feeling. So saying that, like once that has come, then, but via proper way, you know, not like a imagined way. Then he's saying, sanyog viyogam, like that will neither come nor go. Like once that has arrived, proper way, you know, appropriate way, proper channel, then like this coming and going of happiness and unhappiness will somehow stop. Nischayen yogkabhyo yogo nirvishnu chetasa sankalp prabhavan kaman stitva sarvan sesta mansevev indriya gramam vinyam samantata. Also, like again, he's like saying that, you know, this knowing, you know, this knowing of contentment will be from the practices, like from the, like, you know, if we see in ourselves, so then knowing after practices is like very different. Like say before I knew something and after practices I knew something, and they will be very different, because in the beginning, like knowing was using the faculty of mind, and now is not the faculty of mind, you know, it's like faculty of experiences. So
When you mean faculty of experiences?
It means like from in like when we go in practices,
yes.
There is something like something kind of starts responding, which is not buddhi anymore.
Sure.
Yeah, like something else other than the. Probably other than buddhi.
Is it like recognizing something as
yeah,
truth?
Yeah. Through, like recognition comes through something.
Is it like coming from the fourth place down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so saying.
Is that different from intuition?
Yeah, probably, you know, intuition is like very. It's not connected all the time, and this is like, that's why he's saying probably intuition, we can say intuition, but seen through the eye of practices. So it's like more connectivity, you know.
Not
like
so
intuition,
filtered.
Yeah. Like, you know, like it's, like intuition is not always connected. Like, you know, it doesn't come always, like only sometimes it comes. And this is like more, like has more connectivity, you know, maybe like intuition in more connected field, kind of. So that, yeah.
You once said that there were degrees of intuition.
Yeah, also
and
that way we can,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm just interested in that particular idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on the different, the degrees? The differences, is that relevant?
Okay, no.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, because like, you know, they come, but now it's like.
Yeah.
I really don't remember like the.
No, I know
data,
you don't
yeah.
remember. What I mean is like, for instance, sometimes, like, if I care about a result, no intuition. If I have to not care.
Yeah.
Then intuition will come.
Yeah, intuition is like beyond any kind of. This and man sev indriya gramam vinyam, and this situation, you know, this practice, experience, consciousness, we can say, comes through you know, there are, say, senses, and they have like individual, like I will have like a reporting faculty, but only for eyes, and you know, nose reporting faculty, but only for nose, and then all these faculties, inner faculties, they have somebody to report. As, you know, like there is another faculty which, you know, generally like my seeing faculty, like inner seeing faculty, cannot know how I smell. But like this other faculty, like, you know, the inner faculty, which is connected to all, can know that how, you know, how smell, you know, how I can see smell, like seeing smell is possible, like from there. So Like what Krishna is saying, that like when this like binyam means when this sense, like senses, like outer senses reporting to inner sense. And when binyam means like when they are laid like somehow felt very, very well, and also they are reporting to another thing, and that is also felt very much. Like these five inner senses, plus these five senses reporting to one thing, from where I can, you know, I can see how smell is, or I can smell how seeing is, like, kind of like. So when all these five and that, they kind of like, what is the work of transmitter in actually? Like this, I want to know, like what is a transmitter?
Something that sends a signal
out. And also gets in?
Receiver.
Receiver. So like if transmitter and receiver can be at one place?
That's transceiver.
Transceiver, okay.
So
yeah. So then, like, you know, it's like these five plus the one. They are like transceiver, you know, like. And from there, this, what, you know, contentment comes in.
Does that have a place on the tree?
Huh?
Does that have a place?
It should have, I think.
Do you know which one it
is? Probably like the fifth, maybe.
Fair enough. Mm. Tomorrow.
So saying like, transceiver.
Yeah, but most people won't know the word.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening first time, yeah, kind of.
I was
well
out
again.
Yeah, me too.
It's a good word.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's a really good word.
I thought he was going to say transvestite. I thought he was going to say transvestite. It's got a similar meaning.
And now it's like sunai, sunai, upam, met buddhya dhrati grahitaya atma sanstham mana kritva na kinchit ap chintaye. So saying like in like when this transceiver like starts acting, then slowly like the buddhi, like the decision making faculty, kind of like it's like if Paul starts taking care of me, so what will happen, that slowly you know I will lose my thinking, you know, kind of like, you know, I don't know like what I will wear, because like as soon as I'm in there, like Paul will come with some clothes. So similarly, like, because this transceiver gets active, so because of that, the decision making faculty becomes like somehow loses the its job, kind of.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's authority. Authority.
Does it have a function after that though? I've noticed that, you know, some faculties that seem primary at
yes.
one stage, they still have a function, but a different function.
Very different function, right, yeah. Not from them, but
yeah.
from some, you know,
right, yeah.
yeah. Like kind of being used, you know, in that way. So saying like slowly, that starts happening. And then what he's saying, like here, one has to be very patient, you know.
Very
patient. Patient.
Ah.
Yeah. Like dhrat grahitaya, like here, one has to surrender to patience. Like,
okay.
Here means the process of the Buddhi losing the
dark. Okay, like when this transceiver, you know.
Slowly.
Yeah, and Buddhi kind of, it's losing dark. So then patience is the, like, what will work. Grahitaya, like he's saying, like, one should catch the feet of patience. And,
you said that contentment comes from the transcendent?
Yeah, the content, no, the feeling of that is beyond the sense, like, kind of, beyond sense faculty.
And it's perceived by that thing that can smell.
Yeah, yeah, that can, like, do. Yeah.
Can you define, is Buddhi and Viveka in any way connected?
Yeah, Buddhi is like more, say, decision-making faculty.
Okay.
Viveka, like where you, prior making decision,
mm-hmm.
you have kind
that's
of like
right.
sensing, you know.
Okay.
So Viveka means like, you know, what will be more.
Do they work together?
They work together.
So just the transceiver thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, what you were just saying now, so that this process of, it's like receiving and sending, is what's happening there, but it's not what gives the contentment, it just allows, that's the place that can feel the contentment?
Yeah, that's the place, like, you know, that's where, like, this that feeling comes.
But does the feeling is just there, or the feeling comes from this sensitivity?
From that, you know, like, either is there or it comes, you know.
Okay.
We will not be able to know, because,
okay.
like, only when is contact, in contact, then that feeling comes.
Okay.
So, either is there or it comes, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very difficult question.
One last.
Mm-hmm.
On the tree, is Viveka on the left side of the third place and Buddhi on the right side?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. So now he's saying, like, dhrati grahitaya, like, you know, one should really catch the feet of patience, and then atma sanstham manah kritva, and let the all faculty, you know, including mine, be in service of that. And na kinchit api chinta et. And like here, also habit of thinking can disturb. So he's saying, like, you know, try to not be disturbed by that, and then that will stop. Like, the habit of thinking will stop if you are not disturbed by that. Like, if you are disturbed, you know, if you try to stop the thinking, maybe it takes longer. So saying, like, just accept, and then thinking will stop. And
sorry, Achyuji.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I seem to suffer a lot with, thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said trying not to stop it,
mm-hmm.
like, my ears kind of pricked up a bit.
Mm-hmm. My
ears
uh-huh.
pricked up a little bit. Sorry, it's just saying.
Uh-huh.
I all of a sudden became very interested, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, because, like, I'm noticing, like, how much I want to control things.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is just, like really not helpful at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then neither's trying to not control things, because that's another form of control. So, like, this is, so is it just like this patience thing?
Because
mm-hmm. I was going to say just before that, isn't that something that's needed no matter where you are?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. But in this place he's saying, like, very much, you know, other places maybe.
So, like for me now in my practice, like, I don't know where this place is, what he's talking about, but I'm just trying to speak from where I'm at. is it useful for me just to let the chattering go on, or what he was saying before about
yeah.
if you can catch things?
Yeah.
Like, because like normally what I do is I catch it and then I go on, you know, in London again or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes I come back and sometimes it sort of persists a bit and moves on to something else depending on how strong it is.
No.
Mm-hmm. How soft I am and all the other things that come together. So I'm just wondering, is it useful sometimes just to let it run on then, or to let it just keep going and going.
No, not like going with them, but allow them to. Like as soon as you catch yourself thinking, let thinking, you know, go on, but just be watching thinking.
Okay.
And not try to stop, you know, and then, you know, stop will come.
Okay, thank you.
यतो यतो निश्चलति मनः चंचल स्थिरं ततस्ततो नियम एतत् मन्येव वशं नये. So as much as like the stability with transceiver, you know, like as much as connectivity to that happens, he's saying mind gets quieter and quieter. Like more connectivity to that, mind gets quieter and quieter. And नियम एतत् आत्मन एव वशम नये. And a day comes that mind is in service of you, kind of like mind really ready to serve, like recognizes that, you know, I cannot be master, you know, like I'm born to be a servant, so I have to be servant. He's saying this nice thing that mind really realize that no, like that was not my, I was born to be a servant, so I should happily join my duty. So maybe you can.
Amen.